Okay, so we're going to continue now from the bottom of 27a, last line, and go into the sugya of simonim deraisa o derabanan. The Gemara says, Iboyi lehu. It was asked to them, or from them. The question was raised in the Beis Medrash. Iboya is the word boyi, to ask. And lehu is them, so it was asked to them of the members of the Beis Medrash or the Chachamim. Simonim doraisa o derabanan. Are simonim considered valid evidence as to the ownership of the object under Torah law? Or is it only based upon rabbinic law? Meaning, what's the best form of evidence to prove something belongs to you? Now, we know that Eidah's testimony is clearly testimony by two witnesses, is definitely a verification, a deraisa verification of facts. We see that in the Torah. The question, though, is whether simonim have the same level of validity as Eidus. So the Gemara says, Iboilu, it was asked to them, or the members of the Beis Medrash, Simonim deraisa o derabanan. Says the Gemara, my nafkamina, what practical difference is there whether you say it's deraisa or derabanan? Turning the page, the Gemara says, Lahadure get isha b'simonim, to return a get isha, the get of a woman, b'simonim, with simonim. That's the nafkamina. Rashi says, she'avad min hashliach, that it was lost from the agent, hamavio kodem shenosin la, who's bringing it, hamavio, mevi, means to bring, from the word bar, to come, hamavio, the one who's bringing it, kodem, before shenosin la, that he gave it to her. So the shliach lost the get on the way to delivering it to a woman. So the Gemara says, E omrat, if you will say deraisa, if you say that simonim deraisa, so then mahadrinon, we have to return. We must return the get to the shliach, to continue on with giving the get to the woman. So if simonim deraisa, then nothing stands in the way. But I omrat, but if you say, the Gemara says, derabanan, that simonim only derabanan, so perhaps we would say, ki avad rabbanim, rabbanan takanta, when do the rabbanan make the takana? Avad is to make. So when, perhaps, would the Rabbanan make the takana, to kanto, b'mamona, with mammon, with monetary issues, avol b'isura, but with issues with regard to prohibition, to prohibitory law, isura, lo avod Rabbanan to kanto, the Rabbanan may not necessarily make that takana. So Rashi says, Takanta lekamon, later on, b'shmaitin, in our sugya, in the Gemara, as we go forward, mefaresh, it explains, mahi, what is the takana? B'mamona, in monetary issues, the hefka, bezdin hefka, that hefka, which is declaring ownership, ownerless, bezdin hefka. So based out is bezdin, so it's an expression, to hefka, bezdin hefka, that things which are declared ownerless by bezdin is hefka. Bezdin has the power to be able to relinquish ownership of people's possessions. That's what it means by mammon, by money, by monetary issues. They have the power to be able to say that something is no longer yours. They can declare property ownerless. Likewise, they have the power to be able to say that property belongs to a different person. They can enact a law to say that the property, which until now was in your possession, is now considered legally transferred to another person's possession. So the application over here is when it comes to simonim. So if you say that simonim are derabbanan, it makes sense. Simonim that Reuven loses his pen, and Shimon finds it, and the only thing that Reuven has is just the simonim on the pen. So even though technically perhaps simonim are not deraisa, are not considered a deraisa form of validation of ownership, but nonetheless, Chachamim are allowed to have the power to be able to say that it is considered valid evidence, that, because it's the same thing as making it hefka, or transferring the ownership from Shimon to Reuven, even though technically Shimon may be the rightful owner of the pen. With Reuven's simonim, Beis Din is in effect saying we're transferring the ownership from Shimon to Reuven on the basis of simonim. And that's okay. That's called momen. So the Gemara is saying that perhaps the takon of simonim would be applicable there. But to say that through simonim, going back to the case that the Gemara is discussing by a get, the get is lost, and someone is identifying it with simonim, well, the result will be that this woman will now become prohibited to her husband. It's not a momen issue, it's a prohibitory issue. And for the Chacham to enact a law saying that simonim are sufficient evidence for ownership would result in this woman being divorced when she's not divorced. So perhaps, the Gemara is saying that perhaps they only apply it to momen but not to isura. So that's the shaila. Are simonim deraisa or derabanan? So the Gemara brings a proof. The Gemara says, Toshima, come and hear. Af hasimlo hoisa bechlal kol elu. Even, or so too, the shirt was in the category of kol elu, of all of these different items. The lama yotzos, and why do you take it out? Why do you single it out? What's it teaching us uniquely? Lahakish alecha, to make a hekesh to it. To make a hekesh, to make a connection or a similarity to the similar regarding all lost articles. V'lomar lecha, to tell you, ma similar, just as a similar, a shirt is miyuchedes, is unique, sheyesh lo simonim, that it has to it simonim, v'yesh lo tovin, and there is to it tovin claimants, chayev lahachriz, one is obligated to announce, af kol dovar, so to all articles, all things, sheyesh lo simonim, that have to it simonim, v'yesh lo tovin, and there is to it claimants, chayev lahachriz. One is obligated to announce. So what do we see from this? The Mishnah is essentially saying that the uniqueness of Simla is that, or the unique, the reason why the Torah spells out Simla as a unique example is to teach us that lost articles are returned on the basis of two things, simonim and claimants. They're the two ingredients for returning lost articles, simonim and claimants. So clearly you see from this that simonim are deraisa, because this is how the Mishnah is explaining the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Not necessarily. Tana, the Tana of the Mishnah, tovin its richalei. Claimants are needed to him. Meaning that the teaching of the Mishnah is needed only for the sake of claimants, for the tovin part. But the aspect of simonim being an ingredient of giving back a lost article, that was kedin nazba. So kedin nazba is an expression, I don't exactly know the grammar of the two words, but kedin nazba means by the way, or incidentally. So the inclusion of simonim as being a characteristic of giving back lost articles is not the interpretation of the pasuk. The interpretation of the pasuk for which similes is spelled out particularly in the pasuk is only vis-a-vis the component of toven of claimants. But in terms of simonim is not the characteristic which the Torah is highlighting. And simonim are only there kadinazba, incidentally. I mean, it's true that the Chachamim enacted simonim as being an ingredient, but it's not a deraisa ingredient. And the Mishnah is only saying it kadinazba, by the way, incidentally. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi, third line down. Tovin tzrichalei. We need this teaching. We need similar, or we need the teaching of similar vis-a-vis tovin claimants. Kra letovin asa, the verse for claimants, it comes. The verse comes to teach his claimants. Ulemuute, and to exclude midi, an object or something, di'i'ush, v'afkare, that the owner had despaired on and made it hefka. So the verse is only needed to teach us claimants to the exclusion of objects which have been despaired upon and made hefka. But the simonim ingredient is only being mentioned kadinazba, below mikra, without a verse, without the verse. It's not from the verse. Ela asmachinahu akra ba'alma. Rather, they leaned upon the verse. Merely, ba'alma means merely. So, asmachinu akra ba'alma, they merely leaned upon the verse. So that's not, what that means is that the word asmachinu, first of all, is they leaned. So the word semicha. So this means it's called an asmachta, where something is not a real derivation, a real drusha from a pasuk, but it's merely a statement made while leaning upon the pasuk. It's not as strong as an actual drasha, because a drasha would be deraisa, and asmachta is not a deraisa. It's just a link to a pasuk. The rabbinic law is by itself; it stands by itself, and the chachamim are just linking it to a text, to a pasuk. So it's relying upon the text, but it's not the basis of the law itself. So the Gemara now brings another proof from a braisa we saw earlier. Toshema, come in here. Chamor b'simonei ukuf. A donkey is returned with the identifying marks of the saddle, of the ukuf. So, lechora, ostensibly you see from this that simonim are deraisa, because the chamor we're talking about over here is in reference to the chamor of the pasuk of Hashavas Aveda. And the Bryce is saying that the reason why chamor is mentioned in that pasuk is to teach you that the simonim of the ukuf are also sufficient to return the donkey, the simonim of the saddle. So the Gemara answers and says it's not necessarily a proof, because Emo, I could say that the Bryce is talking about be'edei ukuf, with the witnesses of an ukuf. Not the simonim of the ukuf, but the witnesses of the ukuf, says Rashi. Emo, actually, Rashi before this, Toshema, the first narrow line, Toshema de ukminen le'eol, that we established earlier, chamoro, donkey, in the pasuk, is le simone ukuf asa, is for the simonim of the ukuf. It comes, in other words, the word chumor in the pasuk is coming for the simonim. The lamed prefix is for the simone ukuf, for the simonim of ukuf, of the saddle. Asa, does it come? And what I was saying, no, not necessarily. Ema, I could say be'edei ukuf. It's for the witnesses, or regarding the witnesses of the yukuf. im yesh edim hamakirin, if there are witnesses who recognize betevius ayin, with the familiarity of the eye, l'ukuf, the ukuf, lamed prefix there, hard to translate, l'ukuf, so they recognize with the recognition of the eye, with the familiarity of the eye, the ukuf, shehu shalo, that it's his, machzirin lo, as a chamor, we return to him the donkey. So the donkey is returned on the basis of the witnesses identifying the ukuf, the saddle. So there's no proof in this b'raisa that simonim adaraisa. Another proof, Toshma, come in here. So the pasuk says in the same parasha there, V'hoya imcha adrosh achicha oso. It shall be with you, if you find the article, bring it back to your house, and it should remain with you, adrosh achicha oso, until your brother seeks it out. So drosh means to seek, achicha, your brother, oso, it. So the article stays with you until your brother seeks it and looks for it and gets it back from you. So the Gemara says, or the Braisa says, that's problematic. V'chi sa'ala al daitacha shitnenanu lo kodu shidrashenu. The Braisa is bothered why the pasuk should even say this. V'chi, it means obviously you don't give it back to him until he asks for it, until he seeks it from you. So the Braisa says, V'chi sa'al al daitacha, would it go up on your mind, shitnenanu, that you would give it lo to him, that you would give it to him, kodem, before shidrashenu, before that he seeks it out from you? It's redundant. So the Braisa says, rather, darshehu. So the word doresh is to seek, but it also means to investigate. So rather investigate him, darshehu. So we have to understand the word darshehu, drosh, is going on the, is referring to the claimant, not the article. Rather darshehu, investigate him, the claimant, imramaihu, or einaramai, if he's a deceiver, or he's not a deceiver. Imramaihu, if he's a deceiver, or not a deceiver. Rashi says, v'darshehu, v'hochi mashma, and this is the implication of the words of the pasuk, ad drosh achicha, until the investigation of your brother, oso, about it. Ad darshecha asachicha, until your investigation of your brother. Until your darshecha asachich, until your investigation of your brother. So that's the meaning of the pasuk. Now, we haven't finished yet. That's the end of the braisa. So the question is what type of investigation are you undertaking to check out to make sure that your brother is telling the truth? So the Gemara says, my lav, is it not besimonim, with simonim? You're investigating him regarding the simonim that he provides to prove that he's right, he's correct, he's the right claimant. So it's again a proof that simonim perhaps are deraisa, to which the Gemara quickly retorts and says, no, lo, be'edim, with witnesses. Rashi says, sheyava edim, that witnesses would come, shehu shelo, that it's his. That's how you have to investigate him. Again, no proof. So the Gemara continues, Toshima, come in here. Ein mi'idin ela al patsuf upon him. Witnesses may not testify, they cannot testify except upon the patsuf haponim. Patsuf haponim is an expression which means the face, the observation of the face. Patsuf, I believe, means form. Not 100% sure, but the expression together means the face, the appearance, the observation of the face. Im hachotem, together with, im, with, hachotem, the nose. Af al pi, even though, shiyesh simonim, that there are simonim, begufo, on his body, uvechelov, and on his clothing, his utensils, kliyos of utensil, but the utensils of the person would be the clothing. There are simonim in his clothing. So this Mishnah, or Braisa, I'm not sure it's a Mishnah, is discussing identification of a corpse to verify that this is indeed the man who had died, the man, the husband of the woman who wants to remarry. So that we have to, and we have to make sure that this is really her husband to allow her to get married to somebody else. So the way that the Rashi, let's look at Rashi over here. Ein me'idin, it's about 7 or 8 lines down in the narrow lines. Ein me'idim, they cannot testify al adam shemes on a person that died. Lahasi, to permit to marry. Es ishto, his wife. Lahasi is from the word nesuin, to marry. To allow to marry, lehe prefix is causative to allow to marry, as ishto, his wife. Ella, except, ella imkain, unless. Ella imkain together means unless. Ra'u parts of ponov, they saw the form of his face. Shehu im hachotin, that it is together with the nose. They need to see that. That's the only way that we can prove that this is the lady's husband. But any other evidence, according to this Mishnah, would not be acceptable. Simonim in the on the body or simonim in the clothing is not acceptable. So this, the Gemara now says, Shema Mino, we hear from this, one hears from it, from this Mishnah, that simonim are lav deraisa. That simonim are not the raisa, because we're not allowing her to get married on simonim. Because as we said before, to permit an eishes ish, to permit a woman to remarry, you need the raisa evidence, not anything less than that. And this implies that it doesn't have that level of the raisa. So the Gemara answers, Omre, I could answer. I could say back, I could say, concerning this Mishnah, that perhaps the Mishnah is of the opinion that simonim are deraisa, except here the Mishnah is disqualifying simonim in his body and simonim in his clothing, not because of the etzem or the essential problem with simonim, but rather it's disqualifying gufo d'orach v'gutz, his body that may be long or short. Orach means long, gutz means short. And there was the type of simonim in the body which is being disqualified by this Mishnah are simonim vis-a-vis his height, or his height being long and short, says Rashi. Rashi says, d'orach o gutz, she'ein ze simon, this is not a simon. Shaharbe Yeruchin, there are many who are long, tall. Vugutsim and short, yesh, there are. That's regarding the body. And the Gemara continues, in Kalov, his articles, his clothing, the reason why the Mishnah is disqualifying simonim in the clothing is the chayshinan, that we're concerned for she'ela, the she'ela, for borrowing. We're concerned that the clothing are borrowed. So Rashi says, Kalov, Begodov, his garments, Chayshinon, we're concerned, Shema, perhaps, Hishilom, he lent them, La'acher, to somebody else, Ve'oso Acher, and that other person, Ro'u Shemes, they saw that is dead, they saw that he has died. In other words, what the Gemara is answering here is that the Mishnah could be of the opinion that simonim are deraisa, except the reason why it's not accepting simonim in the body and simonim in the clothing is because regarding the body, the type of simonim which we're disqualifying is the height of the individual. That's not a sufficient simon in the body. The simonim of the clothing is also not sufficient, because we are choshesh, we're concerned for borrowed clothing. And this may not be the true individual, but be'etzem, essentially, simonim could be the raisa. So there's no proof from this Mishnah. Now, we just raised the point that the clothing could be borrowed. So the Gemara right away asks on this and says, Yichayshinu l'sheilef, we're concerned for borrowing, so chamur b'simonei ukuf heichem mahadrinon. A donkey with simonim of the saddle, how could we return it? If you recall from the previous Amud, we had explained that the redundancy of the word chamor in the pasuk was to teach us that you can return something even with the simonim of the saddle of the donkey. Well, if borrowing is a valid concern, how can you return with simonim of the yukov? Maybe this saddle was borrowed. It was borrowed by someone else and put onto this donkey, and this donkey doesn't belong to the person who's claiming it. He can only claim the saddle, not the donkey. So chamor b'simonei ukuf, chamor with the simonim of the ukuf, the saddle, hechi how mahadrinan, how could we return it? You see no Rashi there? No. So Omri, the one says, Omri, I could answer, I could say, ukuf, a saddle, lo sh'ule inshe, a saddle, people do not borrow or lend out. I'm not sure if it's borrow here or to lend out, but it's the same thing. It means the same idea. People don't borrow and lend saddles. Lo sh'ule inshe, people don't, ukva, people don't lend and borrow saddles. Mishum de miskav le lechamra, because the saddle is miskav, it causes an abrasion, it abrades the donkey. Mishum de miskav le lechamra, because that it abrades it, le et lechamra, the donkey. So it's going to, because of the incorrect size, it's going to, cause the donkey to be abraded. Some learn, others learn, I think it's the Rabbeinu Hananel, that the owner of the saddle wouldn't lend it to anybody else because he would be concerned that it may get stretched out and then it would then wound his own animal after it's brought back, given back to him. So the point being is that the saddles are not lent out, and that's why simonim of the saddle is sufficient evidence. But kalim in general, we would be choshesh for she'ela, for being borrowed. And that's why the Mishnah says that the simonim of the garments of the corpse would not be sufficient evidence of him being the true individual, because we're choshesh for them being borrowed. Then the Gemara says, yibayseima. Alternatively, if you want, I could say that the reason why the simon of the kalim are no good is not because of the cheshash, or the concern of borrowing. Maybe really we're not concerned about borrowing, but kalov, the reason why Kalov, his garments are no good, or his simon of his garments are no good, is because it's referring to chivrei v'sumkei. Now, chivrei means white, and sumkei means red. So, a beis prefix means in or with. It's a bit tricky to fit the prefix in the sentence. Had a bit of difficulty trying to fit the word in or with into this sentence. So, what the Gemara is basically saying is that another way to understand the Raya Mishnah disqualifies the simonim of the garments is because we're talking about the color of the garments, them being red, white or red, and such evidence is not sufficient. So Kalov, I'll read it this way, Kalov, his garments, the disqualification of the simonim of his garments is referring to chivrei v'sumkei. It's referring to their being white or their being red. So again, the beis prefix in those two words are a bit hard to put into English. So, okay, fine. So we have two answers. We have two reasons why the kalim are no good, either because we're choshesh for she'ela for borrowing, or we're not, and it's referring to the color of the garments. Those types of simonim are not good. But regarding the first answer, we are choshesh for she'ela for borrowing. Ella, rather, Hodatanya, that which we learned in the Braisa. Motso kosher bekis. This Braisa is talking about a shliach who is bringing a get to somebody, to a woman. He loses the get. And then later on, matzo, he found it kosher, tied up, bekis, tied to his keys, to his money purse or something, or ba'anaki, his wallet. Two different words referring to the keys is the money bag, and the arnaki is a purse. I'm not sure what the difference is between the two of them, but he found the get, or a get, tied onto a keys or an arnaki, ubetbas, or onto his signet ring. Oshamotsu ben Kalov, or he found it, or that he found it ben Kalov, among his vessels of his house, his furniture. So I feel it is man maruba, even literally for a time. Maruba, a lot, an extensive amount of time, even for an extensive amount of time after, it means he found it a long time after he lost it. The get is kosher, is nonetheless kosher, it's kosher. Let's see, Rashi says, actually, we missed one Rashi before this, is chivrei or sumkei, white or red, ainza simon. Rashi says, this is not a simon, shaharbe ke'ela, that there are a lot ke'ela like these, yesh, there is. Motso kosher bekis, he found the get tied to a money bag, his money, now Rashi adds in his money bag. The Bryson never, in the Girsa we have in the Gemara, did not have the word shalom, his. Rashi says it's his money bag, or ba'arnake, or his purse, v'chule, etc. Shaliach ha-mevi get, an agent that is bringing a get, v'ovad hemenu, and it got lost from him. Hemenu, from him. La'achazman, after an amount of time, Motso, he found it kosher, tied up, bekis, onto a money belt, shalo, his money bag, over arnake, or his purse. Ben Kalev, among his kalim, kli tashmisho, clay tashmisho. The kli or clay, if it was clay, that's plural. So clay tashmisho, the utensils of his usage, Shebebeso, that are in his house. Klei tashmish shebebeso, the vessels of his usage. Tashmish is usage. Shebebeso, that are in his house, meaning his furniture, etc. Afilu lezman maruba, even for a extensive time. Afal gav detanan, even though that we've learned in a Mishnah in Gittin, hamevi get, the one who brings a get, v'ovad himenu, and it gets lost from him, matzos lezman maruba, if he found it after an extensive time, posel is no good, is invalid, hocha kasha, here it's kasha. So, going back to the Gemara, so the Gemara says, v'i salkadaitach, and if it should go up into your mind, salkadaitach, goes up into your mind, and if it would go up into your mind, chayshinu l'sheila, that we're concerned for borrowing. So, ki motso kosher bekis, when he found it tied to his kis, his purse, a my kosher, why should it be kosher? When he found it tied to his kis, why should it be kosher? Nechush l'sheila, we should be concerned for borrowing. Meaning, Rashi says, shema hishol kiso la'acha, maybe he lent his purse to somebody else. V'hu kashru, kashro bo, and he, the borrower, tied a get onto it. In other words, maybe this person, the agent, who lost the get, lent his purse to somebody else. The other individual then tied a get to it, and he returned it to the agent. And now the agent is finding it a year later, and he sees the get which he lost, or a get which he lost, tied onto this money purse. You know, that's the get which I was supposed to deliver, but it's the wrong get. And because maybe he lent his money purse to somebody else. So therefore, that's the Gemara's question. We should be choshesh for sheila. We should be concerned. Nechosh l'sheila. The Gemara answers, Omre, I could say, kis v'arnakei v'tabas l'mishalei. A kis, an arnakei, and a tabas, and a ring, Lo mishale inshe. People don't lend out. You don't lend those things out. And the reason is kis v'arnike. A kis and arnike are not lent out. Mishum de mesamne. Because that they are superstitious. People are superstitious. De mesamne, they're superstitious. Rashi says, menachshe. They are superstitious. V'omer, and will say, simon la'odim, shemashal kiso, a simon for a person, a sign for a person, shemashal that lends out kiso, his wallet, shemochel lo mazlo, he's selling to him his mazel as well. People don't want to lend out their wallets because they feel that they are also giving up their mazel too. It's a superstitious thing. Tosfos discusses why there should be a concern for this. I'll read the Tosfos over here. It's the second to last Tosfos. Interesting Tosfos. Im tomar, and if you shall ask, v'hoksiv, and the verse writes, lo senachshu, don't be superstitious. So if the verse says not to be superstitious, why are we concerned for that? Why are we concerned that people are going to be superstitious and not lend out their wallets for that reason? V'yesh lomar, and one could answer, b'shili b'meh isha, at the end, the word shili means at the end, b'meh isha, of the chapter called b'meh isha in Masechta Shabbos, amrin, and we say, kol dovah sheyesh bo mishum refuah, anything that is in it because of refuah, of healing, and has anything to do with healing, ein bo mishum darke emori, there is not in it because of the ways of the Amorites. In other words, superstition is a Gentile idolatrous type of approach to things, and it's copying the expression is copying the ways of the Amorites, of the Goyim, and so that's one of the problems of Nichush. So, but the Gemara says that if it's an issue of refuah, of health and well being, that's not called Darkei Amori, and circumscribed by the problem of Nichush, and therefore it's not a problem. So it's an interesting discussion point. Okay, going back to the Gemara, that's vis-a-vis the Kis and the Arnike. The Gemara then concludes and says, V'tabas, and the reason why people don't lend out their tabas, their signet ring, is Mishun de Mezayef, is because that he may cheat, use it as a counterfeit. Rashi says, "The mezayev shahaya lechol ish choseim, that there was to every individual a choseim, a signature, a seal, nikar, recognizable, betabato inside his ring, v'kashesheleach, and that when he sends shum davar sosim, anything which is closed, mechaseihu, he covers it." The chosman seals it betabato with his ring. Lefikach, therefore, ain a mashal betabato. Therefore, a person would not lend out his ring. Shema lest yasezeh chosem, lest this individual should make a seal keneged chosmo, corresponding to his seal, viyazayev boes shlichuso, and forge through it his agency.